Marco Rubio, the boy in the bubble. I like that. Remember yesterday we were talking about Chris Christie. Remember our first segment yesterday was all about what would happen. What would happen if Trump loses and he's not the nominee? What would happen? What would happen with his supporters? No different than I talked about Bernie Sanders supporters. Basically, I laid out the scenario that the left and the right have huge blocks of voters who are pissed, who are frustrated, and have allegiance to a candidate. When you have Bernie Sanders supporters chanting, "You're a liar," to Hillary Clinton, she has a problem. Because if she gets the nomination, those people are not going to vote for her. No different than Marco Rubio getting the nomination and all the Trump supporters going, "Oh, yeah, 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 I'm gonna vote for the I'm gonna vote for the Jesus." I heard a great rip on Rubio, but besides the boy in the bubble, which is great. But I heard one of the Fox guys say Marco Rubio reminded them of a little Latin boy, a little Latin boy in high school play soccer. I just sat there and I'm looking at Rubio and I go, wow, he's so right. Put Rubio in the little shorts and then, you know, the little silky shorts and the little silky top with the high knee socks. Just imagine that image and then him bouncing the ball with his knee, switching knees, using his head. I was like, brilliant. That's a brilliant line. I could never vote for Rubio. I can't. I can't. When I vote, I'd have to just put a write-in name myself. Thankfully, I'm in California. Thankfully, when you're a Republican in California, your vote doesn't count. Thankfully, when you're a Republican in California for the presidential contest, your vote doesn't count. It just doesn't. It just absolutely doesn't. Absolutely doesn't. Trump could change that. You know, we did vote Arnold Schwarzenegger in. But Schwarzenegger didn't want to deport all the illegals, okay? He wanted to marry them all. So they liked him. They liked him. So all the illegals voted for Schwarzenegger. They were like, "Oh, maybe he will, maybe he'll make me the maid and marry me and have a kid with me." See, senor. See. But Rubio is the new... The Republican establishment is going in a different direction. And it's funny because the direction they're going with Rubio is the direction that they always criticize Democrats for. Always. Always. It's kind of like the whole Ted Cruz birther situation. Remember, the Obama birther situation was not a fringe element, okay? Wasn't a fringe element. When you hear people like the Mark Levins, the Sean Hannitys, and the whole Obama birther situation comes up, they all act like, wow, that's crazy. He was born here. We all know he was born here. The birther, they're just crazy. They're the fringe. They're the Donald Trump. They're the crap. Listen, when the whole birther movement was going on, it was more than just this fringe element, okay? Every single night on Fox, they discussed it. There was a show that had somebody on that analyzed it. But when Donald Trump legitimately brings out the questions about Ted Cruz and the fact that he was born in Canada, not on a military base, not to a military family, but to a woman who said, I'm going to create a new life for myself in Canada. I met this Cuban man. We're going to start a family in Canada. We like Canada's values. Donald Trump said this guy's a Canadian. Up until a year and a half ago, he had dual citizenship. The guy's a Canadian. And everybody on the right acted so just beside them. So how can he do this? This is silly. This is crazy. What? He's nuts. Trump is not. How can he do it? He's just doing. He's great. He did this to Obama. He's just a freak. Like, guys, whoa. You forget? How do you forget so soon? How do you do that? And it's the same thing with Rubio. Obama, the first-time senator, what has he accomplished? He's nothing. Nothing. He's young. You don't want somebody who's not ready on day one. He's got nothing. You need John McCain, war veteran, war hero, ready to be president on day one. Remember that? Be ready to be president on day one. That was the mantra, day one. What was the downfall of John McCain? What was the downfall of John McCain? Sarah Palin wasn't ready to be president on day one. Why? Because John McCain could die because he was old. And everybody said, oh, man, if he dies, do you want Sarah Palin to be president? Oh, no. And how did Obama combat that? Joe Biden. Obama might not have all the experience, but Joe Biden does. Mitt Romney, governor. Family governor, he knows the Russia is the true enemy. Obama laughed at him. And here we are, as a party, getting behind Marco Rubio. We are making ourselves look stupid. We are making ourselves look stupid. We are getting behind somebody that we have always said should not be president. And let's face it. What do we say about our country and what's going on with our country and what we've been through? Because Obama wasn't experienced. Look at what's going on with Russia. Look what's going on in the Middle East. Why? Because Obama isn't experienced. And here we are getting behind Marco Rubio. I mean, what the hell is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? And you have a surrogate like Rick Santorum who goes on Morning Joe. And when he's asked the question, what has he accomplished? What has he done? And Santorum goes, nothing. And then Santorum actually invokes Obama. He actually invokes Obama. He invokes Obama. I mean, it's insane. Well, you know, Obama would experience. Yeah, exactly. 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 Well, you know, Donald Trump. What Donald Trump? The guy's 68 years old. He's built companies. The guy tried to compete with the NFL. People forget. Oh, he failed. He tried to compete with the NFL. Are you kidding me? I mean, again, it was the 80s, and it's a long time ago, but that was a huge accomplishment. And the league was successful. And instead of going, well, it failed. Listen, you know how many stars came from the USFL? You know how many legends came from the USFL? Quite a few, my friends. Quite a few. One of them is a Hall of Famer named Jim Kelly. USFL. So, you know, Trump, you could even back up Kasich, even the great big fat person, Christie. But the two people that are least qualified is Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Those are the two people least qualified. And the two people that are most like Obama. Hell, Ted Cruz has the exact same path. Harvard, Princeton, Law Review, community organizer, faith-based organizer. I mean, Ted Cruz has the same path. Marco Rubio, these are everything that we Republicans have been against. Our country is where it is because we had a black Rubio. But somewhere sitting in the Ivory Republican power somewhere, they went, Rubio's the guy. Yeah, he's the guy. We will shield him from his ethnic heritage while he's running in the primaries. But then once we get him to the general, we will have him appear at events wearing sombrero and playing mariachi. And he will get all the Latin votes and he will take them from the Democrats. And we will have our Latin Obama. Yes. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with this party. Again, if you want to get behind somebody relatively new, at least as far as the national stage, you got Christie, you got Kasich. And when I say new, meaning the general electorate voter, especially if you're appealing to millennials, you know who Kasich is. Yeah, your parents might know. Parents might know from his days in Congress. But somebody that's accomplished, a congressman, a governor, talk show host in the heartland. And instead, we're putting all the chips behind the soccer player? Really? You got one half of the ivory tower saying, we want the soccer player. And then the other half of the ivory tower saying, we want the Canadian. And both people are everything that we rallied against. We rallied against a foreigner. Again, Rafael Cruz is Obama. Was Obama born in Kenya? We don't know. Was Obama born to an American mom and a foreign father? Yes. Was Ted Cruz born in Canada? Yes. Was he born to an American mother and a foreign father? Yes. Did they both go to Harvard? Yes. For the Harvard Law Review? Yes. Are they both community organizers? Yes. Is Marco Rubio inexperienced and not ready on day one, like we said Obama was? Yes. I mean, what the hell's wrong with us? Like I said yesterday, if Trump fell under a gas truck tomorrow and died, I'm looking at Kasich and I'm looking at Christie. But Christie would have to actually lose the weight. Okay? He'd actually have to lose the weight. He'd have to lose that weight. Couldn't be doing the slider food crap anymore. He'd actually have to lose the weight. But Rubio, Cruz, what the hell's wrong with you guys?